This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. A brand new week and some exciting things happening here at your good neighbor station. We're starting some new program lineups today. Had some, just a total change around of things. And we wish Chi Gordon Liddy the best. You heard his final program this past Friday. What a nice guy. And we are moving some of our afternoon shows to the mornings. And then we've added some new shows. Truman Jones is moving to the mornings. And Truman will be here at 9 o'clock this morning. At 10 o'clock, Brian Barrett with Rutherford Issues, a new hour of noon, it's not noon news because it's 11 o'clock. A new hour of 11 o'clock news at 11 o'clock. Yeah, that seems logical. And with us now is George Plaster, who is with us in the afternoons. But, my show is not always sports-oriented, George, so we're not going to ask you
A lot of sports stuff. How you doing?
We're doing great. Good to have you with us today.
Now, can I ask you something? Who is the voice that came on and said, WGNS searching for the truth?
That was a guy who got started here many years ago, and you may know him, John Young.
Well, that's exactly who I thought it was. John Young.
Nice guy.
I have always said there are, I don't know, 5 or 10 people in the world that I know that I would call voices of God.
Yeah, yeah.
That you just hear them and you're like, wow, what a voice. And John Young, who both of us know, is one of those 5 or 10 in the world that when you hear them, you're like, wow, what pipes.
Now, I have never told John this, but I was working here as a student back in 1965. And a tape came in, and I remember one of the guys here said, listen to this person. He's in high school, and he wants a job. And it was John Young.
Yeah.
And he sounded like John Young back then.
Did he really?
He really did.
You know, he went on to a fabulous career, some of it in Nashville, some of it in Atlanta. And when I heard that, I was like, that's got to be John.
It is. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he
just classy.
He loves the community. He loves radio.
He loves radio.
So, which is a disease, I think. Have you caught it yet?
Oh, I caught it years ago as a little kid. I think most of us that end up in this business, it doesn't start out as money, although you eventually reach a point where you have to pay bills. But it all starts out with, for me, it's more the dial flipper as a little kid, listening to different cities' baseball games. And, I think all of us who end up with a long career in radio end up at some point getting bit by that bug. Whatever it is, we're bit.
Now, I'll have to say, George is different from the typical broadcaster.
Uh-oh.
And I think this is good. This shows you're totally different. George was born, if we drew a 30-mile radius around where we are now, George was born in that 30-mile radius.
Oh, yeah.
You've pretty much stayed in that 30-mile radius.
Wanted to.
And in this business, that's not the norm.
No, and I don't know that I was smart enough, Bart, to realize that in the early going. I knew early on that this area is what it's all about for me. And last summer I took a trip that involved going to Yankee Stadium and going to the Mets new stadium, and nothing against New York and nothing against a lot of cities, but people up there at times are rude. They view Southern hospitality as a sign of weakness. You come here and people are friendly. They say hello. How are you? How's your day going? you look around, you've got trees and green grass, and you know, when I'm other places, there eventually reaches a point where I'm like, I want to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And home is where your heart is, and my heart is absolutely where everybody knows it is, right here.
And there's one thing, when we first met each other, I was talking to a friend of mine who I look at as my mentor, Bill Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill said, and Bill gave me my first job, by the way. He said, George Plaster, I knew his dad.
Oh, yeah.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
And your dad worked for American Airlines.
He sure did. Was.
And Bill said, this guy would do anything for you. And I thought, you know, George learned from his dad.
Yeah, I miss him, too. Dad passed away about 2.5 years ago, and as I used to tell people in a baseball term, he didn't know Otis Nixon from Richard Nixon and didn't care, but he was his son's biggest fan. I don't know why, because I didn't give him much to root for, but Dad was a real people person. I mean, he was he never met a stranger. He never met anybody that he couldn't talk to or wouldn't talk to. And he was a good person. I miss him a bunch.
What advice would you have to a young person listening right now who's still at home with their family, mm-hmm. and they're thinking, I'm ready to break out of the nest? Would you say get out as quickly as you can, or hang on to those memories as long as you can? What would you tell them?
Well, you know, depending on the circumstance, I guess the one thing I would say is don't ever take good parents for granted. You know, still be in their life. Let them be in your life. Go to dinner with them. Take them places. Do things. In the last couple of years of my mom and dad's life, I lost both of them within 13 months. And it was, for me, it was a bomb going off, because you have to go on the air every day and act happy. And for a while, that was really hard for me to do. And, you know, in the last 2 years, I really tried to do things, you know, to take them places. You know, I remember I took my mom to see the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and I took 8 ladies from her, I guess it was her garden club, and took them all, got them all in a van. When I was at 104.5, we had a suite in the arena, and I got the suite for that night and took them all. And, you know, just stuff like that. I mean, they were such a blessing in my life. And I just think any of us out there who have parents who cared, parents who were good, reciprocate a little bit.
Don't you know your mother was super proud when you did that? I mean, I could see her almost.
Who knows what she was thinking? Oh. My mom was a piece of work, and she was the one you had to worry about. If the grades in you know, high school were bad, she was the one you had to fear.
Uh-oh. Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with George Plaster. How are you today?
Great. This is Charlie Pitts. I hear George's voice. He's got a wonderful voice. And Bart, you have a wonderful voice. I admire those voices, because if you've ever been playing with a little acid reflux in the voice box, it really does make you realize there's beautiful voices out there. I love his voice. And I've been in and out of the hardware store and the bank this morning, and the shop, my grandchildren lost my keys, so
uh-oh.
I'm hustling keys this morning. So, anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen to you. I really love y'all, both your voices, okay? I'll be listening.
Thank you for calling.
We're not voices of God, though.
No, that's John
Young.
We're
not to John Young.
Boy, and some folks, Wink Martindale, when he was here in town for the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, he was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and he's from Jackson, Tennessee.
You know, He was a big part of that show that night. He got up and delivered a rousing speech. I had never met him before, but boy, he's had quite a career.
Who are some of the people that you have had the opportunity of meeting that impressed you the most over the years?
I'll tell you one that that I really got a kick out of, and I think he got a kick out of what I told him, was Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, you didn't have all these sports talk radio stations, and there were only two in the country that really did it very well. One of them was 3WE in Cleveland.
I remember
the legendary
that
Pete Franklin, the guy I would call the godfather of sports. Mm-hmm. And then KMOX out of St. Louis would do some sports, and they had a guy on that they would put on at midnight, a young guy, and this guy was terrific. He'd do about 15 minutes of sports at midnight, and I would hear him some, and I was like, who is this guy, and what does he look like? And shortly after that, he became the play-by-play voice of the Spirits of St. Louis basketball, which was their old ABA franchise. And so I told Bob Costas about calling his show one night. He was like 22 or 23. I was probably 15 or 16, and he got a huge kick out of that. He said, you remember me doing Spirits of St. Louis? I said, oh, yeah. And that was really cool. I mean, some people do that to me from time to time, and it blows me away because I'm like, I'm not worth that level of making the point to say it to. Bob Costas was. He was terrific.
You had some good people that you worked with, and I'm sure learned from. One of those was Bob Jamison back at WLAC. And this was, I guess, in the early days of the Nashville Sounds mm-hmm. Baseball Club back in the 80s. Tell us a little about those days and what you enjoyed most then.
Bob Jamison later ended up being the radio play-by-play voice of the, at the time, they were the California Angels in the American League. And Bob was a great teacher. I was 18 years old, thought I had all the answers, very willing to tell everybody I had them. And then I watch him, and I see this level of preparation every night. It's a lot easier, you know, in the football business to be prepared once a week, but baseball's a different deal, and baseball is a game I love. But when you do 144 of those in a 160-day period, that's hard. That's a grind. And that guy was prepared every night. And it really taught me that, you know, you can't just go on the air and just shoot everybody a line of bull, which, by the way, is what I'm doing right now.
you went up all night prepared.
Oh, absolutely. But Bob was so good. He was so prepared. That was a great lesson for me in college of, you know, kiddo, if you think you've got all the answers, you haven't got any of them.
And are you learning still, do you think? Is there always a surprise?
Don't you think so?
I don't think you ever quit learning, especially mm-hmm. these days with technology changing. So
no, and I'm so far behind in the technology part. And callers laugh about it. They get a kick out of, you know, I've learned how to text. I'm now learning how to take email. I mean, these are little baby steps that most of your listeners are like, good Lord, you know, I learned this 5-10 years ago. Well, George didn't.
What have you enjoyed most about your career in radio?
I think that we were able to grow it where we could have some impact. 5 years ago, the rally to save the hockey team is probably the most satisfying thing I've ever been involved in. You know, when Craig Leopold sold to Jim Balsillie, I just knew we had to do something. I was really bothered by the idea, even though I wasn't a big hockey fan at the time, that Nashville, this whole area, couldn't afford to lose this. And so I got involved in a group, and none of us knew what we were doing the first day. We called ourselves Our Team Nashville. We had no idea what we were doing. And we ended up putting a rally together. And in the weeks before the actual date of the rally, I couldn't figure out whether the message was getting through at all. We need your help. We need you to buy tickets. We cannot afford for this team to go. And, you know, I would go in the station, and every once in a while I would say, okay, Willie, Darren, Chad, Jacob, how many people are going to show up at this thing? And I would always lowball it because I really thought there was a chance the thing would bomb. Now, I'll never forget, my mom called me the night before, and she was like, what exactly are you doing? And I told her, and she said, what do you know about hockey? I said, I don't know anything. I said, but this is important. We got to do this. And she says, well, what if it doesn't go well? And I said, well, if it doesn't go well, I said, you know, a lot of this is my fault. I said, I've kind of, you know, been a ringleader of this rally thing. She says, oh, it won't be your fault. I said, oh, yes, it will. I said, I've been the one out front of all this. She says, you just can't do that. You know, you can't embarrass
this is your
us.
Mom talking. Oh,
yeah. She was a piece of work.
Well, you know, hockey is something, and I grew up in Nashville, too. Mm-hmm. We both have right. similar backgrounds. I haven't moved around either. But I was fortunate in the 70s to be working with a guy named Buzz Benson.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we were close friends, and right. Buzz and I would see each other every day. Buzz, in addition to being on the radio where I was the voice of the Dixie Flyers.
Dixie Flyers, yeah.
And Buzz back then gave me a hockey puck from the Dixie Flyers, which I still have today. I keep it here on the desk because I thought the world of Buzz. He passed away several years after that with yeah. cancer. But hockey, nobody knew what that was
Mm-mm.
in Nashville.
No.
Nobody really seemed to care what it was either. And so you had the Dixie Flyers, and then later on we had another chance. And this time it worked. Why do you think it worked this time around? Had Nashville and Middle Tennessee grown enough? Had enough people moved in from the northern areas where it was a good following? Or what made it happen?
Well, I would start with, I think their front office has really done a good job. A lot of us don't know all the rules. We don't know, I can't give you all the rules the way I ought to be able to, but I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm a season ticket holder because I have fun. Mm-hmm. They do a great job with music. They do a great job with that big scoreboard they have. They just really have taken the marketing of this stuff to kind of a new level that a lot of us had never seen before. They're very good at it.
I think you hit it on the head when you said you have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think as I look at Middle Tennessee State University here in town, when we built the current football stadium
right.
and had to fill it with so many bodies, that seemed like an insurmountable task. And I wondered, are we going to ever do that? But then people like Chris Massaro came mm-hmm. along. And they did what you just said.
Right.
They made it,
fun. Yeah.
And ever since people learned that it's fun, it's been full. So you have to do that first.
Absolutely. I'm a big Chris Massaro fan. I remember when he first came down, when he first came here, he asked us to do a show from the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Thursday night game, and I don't remember who they were playing. But I remember I got there about an hour and 15 minutes before the show, and Chris took me around. Seems like he had a golf cart, and we went running around all over that Grove. And I was like, wow, this is really good. This is what you build a fan base with, is before you ever go in, you're going to have a great time. You have the opportunity to deal with family and friends and food and whatever. And I think they've done a very nice job in that area.
Our guest this morning is George Plaster, and you hear him in the afternoons here on WGNS 3 to 6. We'll continue the conversation. If you have any questions for George, our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. We'll be right back. We're going to check on the traffic and the weather.
Once I believed that when love came to me,
broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Ford of Murfreesboro is currently offering 0% financing for up to 66 months on the Ford Fiesta, Focus, Edge, Explorer, all F-Series trucks, Mustangs, Ford Escape, Taurus, and Ford Fusion. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today and drive home in a new car, truck, or SUV. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather now? Brought to you by First Tennessee, First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area, we have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. We will see some sunshine, a high of 93, with a west-southwest wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Currently this is Freedom Morgan, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more. This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS.
People need hope.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have any questions, comments this morning, George Plaster's with us today. 893-1450. George will be back at 3 this afternoon, and that's a promise.
Well, we sure hope it is.
893-1450 is our phone number. And we're looking at the other side of George Plaster this morning. You hear him on the radio in the afternoons talking about sports. Well, we're learning about the real George.
Yeah, there's not much there to learn.
Now, did your family ever, I mean, you grew up in Nashville, mm-hmm. So that's, I thought everybody played a guitar or something. Did you ever have anybody pushing you to learn how to play something?
Yeah, my mom tried, and it just didn't work. You know, I became kind of a big sports junkie. Mm-hmm. By about the time I was 9 years old, and I don't, you know, I can't really tell you what happened, what caused it, but I was into all of it. Listened to the Atlanta Braves every night. They were on WSM when they first came to town, and thank God for you all, because for years, you know, I when I couldn't get them on the radio anywhere else. You were it. I knew who you were before you knew who I was. It's probably better that way. But I don't know. I just became a sports junkie, and I'm sure they were concerned, you know, where is this going? He is completely out of whack. But, you know, I made a decision really early that if there was a way to make a living doing something that you love, why not?
Well, you know, so many people don't do that. And my first job out of college was, and I won't say where, because I don't want to make, it was not in radio.
Okay.
But it was a close cousin.
Right.
But I wanted to be sure that I really liked radio as much as I thought I did. Mm-hmm. And so I was in the PR department of a big governmental entity. And I would go around and do interviews for written publications. And it seemed like they all were saying, in 5 years, I'm going to retire. in 6 years. That was their big story.
Right.
And I thought, is this really where I want to spend my life? And mm-hmm. that lasted about 9 months, and I had to leave. And then I went to an ad agency in Nashville. That lasted a little longer, 3 years, and I had to get back into radio. And like you have that disease, I think people who are in it, this is a disease
that oh, absolutely.
It gets with you. 893-1450 is our number. You're on WGNS with George Plaster. How are you today?
Doing fine. Bart, I would just want to ask George a question. I've been curious ever since I've listened to him off and on for a pretty good while. Mm-hmm. And but when I worked in the transportation business in Nashville, I worked with there was a man that worked out on the dock, and his name was Plaster, and I've always wondered if George was kin to him.
Really? You know, not that I'm aware of, but there aren't yeah. many Plasters yeah. out there, so maybe yeah. maybe you know something I don't.
Well, he was a union steward also, and I worked for Super Service Motor Freight then, and then later on it became another. We merged, but
what year? What year was that?
Well, I started work there in '57, mm-hmm. and I was with him 13 years before I left and went to pastor a church down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like he worked harder in one day than I've worked in 30 years of radio.
Well, he worked on the dock, and of course he served as a union steward, so we saw him quite a bit because he would come in and be on the side of the workers, you know, in some kind of a union dispute. But I just wondered every time I hear you. I wondered about it because I remembered him, but I can't remember his first name. But he was there, and he was he'd probably been about my age. So I'm 76 now, and that's been over 50 years ago. But
wow.
Anyway, I was just wondering, and glad you're on, George.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, let's see y'all. Bye.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with George Plaster. How are you today?
Great. How you doing, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. George helped us at the Boys and Girls Club, our steak and burger this year. He kind of emceed and talked to Kermit Davis and just did a great job. And so, George, I want to call him. Thanks for doing that. And George also comes to a lot of our MTSU football and basketball games. And so, George, it's great to be able to tune you into WGNS. I've been listening to you for a long time. I guess I should mention that you were unemployed when you came and spoke yes. to the Boys and Girls Club, but I'm thrilled you got a job. And, Bart, I'm like you. I love my job, too. So,
well, again,
hope y'all have a great day.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you on your advancement, by the way.
Well, I'm not big on change, but I think it's an exciting new adventure to get to go across the state and try cases, so it's nice the Supreme Court asked me to do that. So I'll stay. I don't start the new job till September 1st, Bart, and I will stay here until the governor appoints somebody else. So you're still going to send me around, and I'm going to get an office on the square. So Rita and I are not leaving Murfreesboro. It's home, and we're not changing. But thank you very much for that.
Don, you have a good day.
See you, friend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bart, going back on the, you know, coming to games, mm-hmm. I got a chance about 3 years ago to meet Magic Johnson.
Ooh,
and
yes.
was going to do a TV interview with him uh-huh. for our Sunday night TV show. And so before we started the interview, I said, I got to tell you something. I said, when you played in the NCAA regional in Murfreesboro, 1979, I was there. And he looked at me and he was like, are you serious? I said, oh, yeah, I'm serious. And he said, what do you remember about it? And I said, I remember thinking, I haven't seen anybody play basketball quite like this guy. In that day and time, the NCAA tournament wasn't as big. Now they're in all these 25,000-seat arenas. But back then, MTSU Murphy Center was the perfect size, beautiful arena, really well kept for all of these years. I've had a lot of great memories in that gym.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with George. Whoops. Let's. Are they there? No, okay. 893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment for George Plaster, give us a shout. 893-1450. We'll take some more calls in just a moment. Good morning to our friends over at Heritage Community Banking.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're visiting with Tina Fox at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Come visit us for all those gardening needs. We have everything you need to take care of the insects or disease on your plants. We have a wonderful gift selection. We have a great clothing department, wonderful pet and bird department. And of course, as always, we have the great farm store. So come visit us at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right now, head over to the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
You know, I knew enough information to be dangerous myself, but just wanted an expert opinion, you know, somebody that knew that was really into the technology and up on all the terminology and that sort of thing.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology. Online at thetechlife.net.
For the forecast area, we have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. We will see some sunshine, a high of 93, with a west-southwest wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 73.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Hey, we're back again. We have a party here every morning on WGNS, and it's fun to have you along with us. George Plaster is with us today, and you're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first question, Mr. Plaster, do you think that Murfreesboro will ever be able to support a hockey team? I mean, we have soccer fields, we have MTSU, we have all the high schools, regional tournaments,
mm-hmm.
championships. The second question, Mr. Walker,
uh-huh.
I heard you say a while ago that when you were in Nashville that hockey was a zero.
Now, well, it was brand new.
Well, I went to on a field trip from Critchlow Elementary
mm-hmm.
to the War Memorial Auditorium and watched a hockey game. I'm 61, so I was fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that.
Right.
But could you tell me when hockey was introduced into the Nashville area, and do you think that Murfreesboro can support a hockey team? And I'll hang up and wait for your response.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. What about
to me, the answer is emphatically yes. I'm just amazed when I drive through here, and I do a lot. As I'm driving around this city, I am amazed at the growth. You just look around and you're like, wow, this is a huge area. I mean, this is an area I wanted in this network we've put together. I wanted this a lot because Murfreesboro, for the 22 years I've done the show, has been a huge contributor to whatever we've been able to put together. And, it's just a huge area sports-wise. It's a very passionate area. I've always thought a minor league baseball team would work here.
You know, I'm surprised that this Nashville Speedway can't be used for something like that. There is a big area over
right.
there with a lot of exit
mm-hmm.
From 840
yeah.
and a parking area already there, an arena of sorts, stadium of sorts there.
You sure could. Bart, one of the things that's gone on that has changed a little bit is the model that cities look at as far as where they put stadiums and arenas. I can remember in the old days, the Cleveland, when I would listen to 3WE, they built an arena out in the middle of nowhere, and it just didn't work. And now, all of a sudden, everybody's doing this right in the heart of downtown. They're trying to grow their downtowns through those buildings. And it has really worked in Nashville. I mean, the difference in what our downtown is today as compared to what it was 20, 25 years ago is enormous. In theory, the Gladeville thing does make sense. It's a huge piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
But the way everybody's going with it, they want to build these things right in the heart of downtown and try to stimulate growth there.
Now, he was asking about local hockey. Mm-hmm. And I would think the main place for that to start would be on the college level, maybe. Do you foresee that coming to colleges?
It could.
Around here?
He kind of asked when the growth of it started, and I'm not really sure I know.
No, and this was in the 70s when I knew Buzz Benson, 71, 72, 73, that era.
And I remember my dad took me to a Dixie Flyers game. I was probably 6-7 years old, had no clue what was going on and probably didn't care. And it was in the old municipal auditorium. And I wouldn't pretend to tell you the answer to it.
But just don't whatever really know. It was fun. It had a following.
Oh, yeah.
But not enough to pay for it.
It's a sport that does a lot better, I think, in person than it does on TV. I don't know exactly why. It's hard to zoom in on the puck and whatever. I just think it's a sport that does a lot better if you're in person than if you're on TV.
Well, I think, too, until recently, this area didn't have enough people. When you went to the games, you didn't know what you were seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have a clue.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with George Plaster. How are you today?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing great.
George, you're back again, right?
Apparently so, and I'm really happy about it.
Been listening to you for a long time, George.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Got two or three things for you. You mentioned about the Magic. I guess I was a kid, grammar school or something. My dad took a whole bunch of us over, and we got to go watch them practice. Wasn't Orlando Woolrich on that team?
He might have been. Kelly Trepuka was, first of all, in that regional that day, Michigan State played Billy Tubbs's Lamar team, and then Tennessee played Notre Dame.
Right.
Orlando Woolridge went to Notre Dame.
Okay, yeah.
And that may be what you're thinking of. Kelly Trepuka was on that team. That was probably as good a team as Digger Phelps had at Notre Dame. On that
best
team with
I
Magic,
saw,
Greg Kelser was the big star besides Magic that was on that Michigan State team.
Best thing I saw was during one of the practice sessions, we went, Orlando Woolrich dunked two basketballs. Had one under each arm, and he dunked two basketballs.
Really?
Back in those days, that was just unbelievable.
Yep.
We
great
got
athlete.
To see that. Yeah, a couple of things. Is Doug going to be on with you? Is he back with you?
Doug is not. And,
okay.
Doug is a guy I've got a ton of respect for. Would love to continue working with him, and that's one of the things in this breakout that you know I wish could have been different is that a John McClain would be with me on day one, that a Doug Matthews would be there, because they were a great crew. I was really blessed to have some pretty good people around me.
Yeah, of course I'm a big UT fan. I know Doug
sure.
personally, and like Doug. One more thing. What about Ben Sheets?
Man, what about him? Thank God for Ben Sheets. This is a pitcher the Braves have gotten who has not pitched for 2 years, and they signed him about a month ago, and everybody kind of looked around going, what's he got left? Well, in his first three starts, he's 3-0. He's given up, I think, one run in 17 or 18 innings. He's been a godsend.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, George.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
893-1450 is our number. If you have a question, George Plaster is going to be with us for a few more minutes, so get on the phone quickly. 893-1450. We're talking about George. Doesn't have to be about sports. It could be if you want it to be. You could ask him about his guitar lessons.
Yeah, those didn't last long.
Yeah,
I learned how to play Silent Night, and that was it. Here's the recital.
I always had this theory on guitars, and I never knew how to play one. In fact, I never could play anything. I thought, those are the guys who know how to play that. When you go to a party, they have all the girls.
Oh, wait a minute. I hadn't thought about that.
You remember that, though. They did. The girls always hung around them. You're on WGNS with George Plaster. How are you today? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
You are. You are on.
I'm sorry. I was just wanting to ask him a question. You know, I hear it a lot of times. Is, you know, that modern athlete of the day compared to the athlete of yesterday, you know, do they love the sport as much as the old-timers did or not? What's his opinion? Thank you.
Thank you for calling. That's a good question.
Yeah,
too.
Some do, some don't. You know, a lot of them are not. The for instance, a lot of the baseball players don't know half as much about the history as I do. A lot of them just are not into the go back 20, 25 years and learn what was going on, excuse me, before them. And that's a shame because they miss out on something pretty cool. But, you know, to each their own. But the answer to the question is most of them are not. Some of them are.
You know,
and when
wondering,
you find one that is, it's pretty refreshing.
Isn't it that way with just about every business? And I think that word is loyalty. People don't have loyalty anymore.
It's harder, I think, to be because on the flip side, businesses, you know, it's all about the bottom dollar, the very last dollar. I mean, it's one of the things in our world that's not very pretty, and it causes people on the flip side to maybe not be as loyal as they were 20, 25 years ago.
So things have changed a little bit.
Oh, sure they have. Sure they have. And some of it's for the good, and some of it probably is not for the good. And, I mean, our business is one of them. You know, WGNS is one of the rare stations out there that's not owned by a conglomerate. The conglomerates don't know what's different about Nashville or Murfreesboro, and they don't care. You know, they're just, they're wanting the last dollar, the bottom line. And sometimes some of the things that are important in a community get lost in the shuffle. And that's one of the things that in the years to come, it seems to me, that radio is going to have to get back to.
Now, you got started in broadcasting at a time when there were a lot of great, talented people to share with you what to do. Larry Munson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somewhere when Larry came to town, he and my dad got to be big buddies. And so Dad never hesitated if he thought I needed to learn a lesson to get Larry Munson involved. I remember we flew down one weekend. Dad worked for American Airlines, so flying was free. And that was a nice perk. I wish still had that. But we went down there supposedly for a Braves game, but Dad didn't care about the Braves. He didn't like it. He thought it was just a waste of time, 3 hours of just being hot in the sun. Well, he takes me over to meet with Larry. And
how old were you at that time?
I'm in college and I'm doing Nashville Sounds games.
Okay. So you're going in the direction of broadcasting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's obvious now that I'm past most 19, 20-year-olds. I'm doing play-by-play, you know, in minor league baseball, and Larry had done that as well. And so he basically sits around, you know, for about an hour lecturing me and you know, I mean, what a amazing teacher. But 3 years ago, Bart, I had him on the air before he died, and the last thing he says to me, the legendary Larry Munson says, "If you had listened to me, you might have made something of your life." I called my dad and I said, "What was that all about?"
Good morning. You're on WGNS with George Plaster.
Yes, as we have a local resident now, I'd like to see if he has any good Kelly Holcomb stories.
Okay.
Well, I'm about to meet with him here in a few minutes. Kelly is is just one of these people that makes me laugh. I met Kelly, about 8 years ago. I'd never met him. Really didn't get to see him play much at middle. I mean, I knew who he was, but he comes in our studio and 5 minutes in, he's ripping on me. And I'm like, what's the deal with this guy? And you know what? We've been ripping at each other for the last 8 years. And I don't know. He is a person who makes me laugh. During the unemployment time, Kelly and I would get together and play golf. And I would always be in a better mood after it was over. He is a piece of work. And I don't know. The guy just makes me laugh.
And your program has that feeling too that makes you tune in. Maybe you have the weight on of the world when you tune in, but suddenly you forget about it.
I hope so.
It takes you in another direction.
It ought to be that way. I mean, sports, I don't know where this, I don't know if I did it or somebody else did it. It's the toy department of life. And too often sports now becomes labor negotiations and contracts and holdouts and behavioral issues, where what we really want are the games and the funny stories behind all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people like when Kelly is on our show because he'll come in and just rip me. And people love that.
Now, we're going to have to get you, you have blue on today, but we're going to have to get you with some MTSU blue on.
Oh, I've got some MTSU
okay.
blue.
We're going to have to convert you to a true blue guy. George, we thank you for joining us, and we will both be shot by Chris if we don't share with people how they can, if they have a business, they can be on your program, I understand.
Yeah, if somebody would like to advertise, you'd be shocked that helps keep us on the air. But if you would like, the sales manager of the last two radio stations that I have worked for is involved in this network project. And obviously, Murfreesboro is a big part of this. And if somebody out there is listening who would like to advertise on our show here on WGNS, if you will call Chris Kulik, and his number is 305-8248. 305-8248. And nobody would be more pleased if he got some calls than me.
And, you know, our listeners are familiar with this because we tell people, when you hear the local advertisers, let them know.
Support them.
Because without them, our shows wouldn't be here.
Oh, no. And I've proven that.
I've proven that
a couple of times.
George, thank you for joining us today. Best of luck to you.
Bart, thank you. And thanks to the station for getting involved in our mess.
George Plaster visiting with us today. He'll be back at 3 o'clock today. Right here on WGNS tomorrow, our city manager, Rob Lyons, will be joining us. Hey, have a great day. Truman Jones is next.
Little Junior, he's got the blues. Says he needs a pair of baseball shoes. I'm a-telling you, oh, I'm a-telling you.